Om Shanti. 8th of January 2020. In this special series of Invisible Visible, today's effort, constantly experience the Father as your companion in the Avyakta form, and always continue to swing with zeal, enthusiasm and happiness. Even if there is something not quite right, understand the play of the drama and continue to say, very good, very good, and become good. Then with the vibrations of becoming good, transform anything negative into positive. So, 2 points to remember today. First, experience Father as your companion. And then you will continue to swing with zeal, enthusiasm, happiness. In last Sunday's Murli, Baba had said that you are my loving children, you are my cooperative children, and you are my companions. Snehi Sahyogi Sathi. And he had elaborated on the word Sathi, companion. Baba said, Baba is your companion at every step, in every thought, in every word. And he is your eternal companion, and he is your tireless companion. And like those devotees, you don't have to show. Rather, people would feel that God is with them, in their heart, in their dil, is Dilaram, the comforter of the heart. Just as in the path of devotion, Hanuman is showing, opening his chest and showing that God is within him. So Baba said, you don't have to do that, you don't have to show in that manner, but people would feel that God is with them. So he is my eternal companion, he is my such a companion who would never leave me in the lurch, who always stay with me, who always gives me support, gives me comfort, and his presence, his support, his comfort, I feel all the time. So, he is my companion at every step, in my every thought, in my every word. This companionship is quite unique. Even when I forget that God is with my companion, God himself says that I don't forget, because you are my loving children and I am always with you, for you. So, making God our companion throughout the day, in every small task, whatever we do, feel as if he is with me, my assistant, my companion, my friend, my supporter, my cooperative soul, somebody who assists me, takes care of me, sustains me, belongs to me, moves around me, and always a presence to be felt. So feeling God, his invisible presence, making that invisible visible, is today's effort. Though, and through this presence, through his invisible presence, to feel that I am not alone. His powers, his knowledge, his virtues, his support, everything is moving with me. And most importantly, when I say that God is my companion, there is one more hidden thing in that. It means that his knowledge is with me. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has said multiple times, form new habits. First habit, getting up early in the morning. Just as those devotees get up, you also get up in the morning. Second habit, remember him early in the morning. Third habit, churn the knowledge early in the morning. So Amrit Vela is not just for remembering Baba, but Amrit Vela is for churning knowledge as well. At 2 to 3 places in today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, get up early in the morning, form this habit, churn the knowledge. Oh, this drama. What a wonderful play this is. And there is no question of grina, nafrat, dislike, hatred for anybody in this drama. This drama is so wonderful. This drama is of 5,000 years. God is teaching us. This knowledge is so beautiful. Churn all these points and you will stay in happiness. So when I say that God is my companion, Baba is my companion, it means his knowledge is also with me. His knowledge is also my companion. And his knowledge is the greatest knowledge in the world. The gyan which he gives. No gyan in this world is greater than this gyan. This is the topmost, the highest of all the knowledges that exist in the world. Few days back, Baba said, all ministries are included in this knowledge. This is the crux, essence of all the Vedas, all the scriptures, all the Upanishads, all the world literature. This is the highest, this is the greatest, this is the essence, this is the crux, this is the knowledge in nutshell. This is the knowledge that frees you. In today's Murli Baba said, the path of bhakti is the path of andhiyara. It's a path of total darkness. And Baba has come to give you knowledge, the light. This knowledge is the light that has descended from above into this world of darkness. So when I say that Baba is my companion, I also have to remember that his knowledge is also my companion. And when I have this knowledge in my intellect, in my mind, I enjoy this world drama. Nothing upsets me. Nothing disturbs me. Because this knowledge, this drama is so wonderful. Baba said, this is the play of victory and defeat. It's not that every time you will get victorious. It's not that every time you will come up with flying colors. You will have to taste defeat multiple times. And that is the beauty of this drama. This is khel. This is play. If suppose you are playing and you win every time, then where is the sportsmanship attitude? In play, you will have to relish, test, defeat as well. You will have to give chance to others to get victorious. The triumph which you enjoy, let others also get triumphant. So the victory, it's a game of victory and defeat. It's a game of up and down. It's a game of rise and fall. Yes, the goal is that we remain stable. But that's a far off stage. Before we come to that plateau or that stage of ascension, ascending all the time, we will have to undergo a lot of ups and downs. So this is the play. Baba said you should not have dislike, grina for anybody in this drama. This is a wonderful drama. Enjoy it. It has been made for enjoyment. Not for sorrow, not for suffering, not for lamentation, not for grief, not for misery, not for pain. It's a beautiful drama. And one more thing. It's God who is saying that this is beautiful drama. The one who has created it. The one who is out of this drama. The one who stays here and who watches this drama as a detached observer. He says that this is a beautiful drama. If I sit here And I see one scene and I say that this scene is not beautiful. Probably I am not understanding this drama fully. It's just like, this is an elephant, not a very good picture. And there are five men. The first man says, oh, elephant is like a pole. The another says, the elephant is like a fan. The another says, the elephant is like a rope. The another says, elephant is like a wall. Who is right? All are right and all are wrong. Because they are not seeing the integrated view. They are just focusing on one thing. If there is something not good here, that person will say that everything is bad. I don't like elephants. Elephants are bad creatures. If the wall hits his head and he starts bleeding, he will say this elephant is like a wall and I hate elephants. But elephant is not for hatred. Elephant is for enjoyment. So, you enjoy the entire elephant. So drama is like elephant. But we should not become blind men. There was a school. And in that school, the teacher told the story of this blind, this five men and elephant. But he did not tell them that those five men were blind. He told the story, but he did not tell the students that these five men were blind. And then he asked the student, tell me, who are these five people? One boy got up and said, they are specialists, experts, ophthalmologist, radiologist, surgeon. That's a joke. Okay, so drama should be understood as a whole, not in parts. So Baba is my companion, and he is my companion, as I said, his knowledge is also my companion. His virtues are my companion. His powers are my companion. His Srimat is my companion. His Maryadas, his the rules, the codes of conduct that he has taught. Everything is my companion. His powers, his canopy, his support, his presence, all relationships with him, everything is with me. And Baba says, you continue to swing in zeal, enthusiasm and happiness. The second point is, even if there is something not quite right, something is not good, something is bad, something has gone against the grain with you, understand the play of the drama and continue to say. What to say? If everything is going wrong, what to say? Excellent. Very good. So nice. I love it. I enjoy it. Oh. Aha. Oh. Wah. Aha. Once more. Encore. Once more. Can we repeat this scene, Baba? I just loved it. It's so nice. It's so beautiful. It's really good. Standing ovation. Thunderous applause. Non-stop clapping. What a director you are. This scene, really very good choreography. Best dialogues. This scene should get best scene award. Best scene award. Best dialogue award. Best acting, best actor, best supporting actor, best background music, best lyrics, best songs. This was really good. Best script. What a script. Beautifully interwoven, written and played. Really. This is very good. This is so nice. I just love it. Thumbs up for it. Kudos. Congratulations. So when something is not quite good, understand the play of the drama. When something is wrong, something is bad, something is not good, what Baba is saying, understand. And what to say? Keep on shouting, once more, once more, once more. You just loved it. Can the same thing happen today? Is it possible? Very good, very good. And become good. Then with the vibrations of becoming good, transform anything negative into positive. So when you generate strong positive thoughts, those strong positive thoughts have strong positive vibes, and those strong positive vibes would in turn change the milieu, change the atmosphere. The entire atmosphere would change from negative into positive, because there is no other way otherwise to control the atmosphere. The vibes, the atmosphere are very subtle. There is a Chinese folklore. In that, there is an old man and he has just two passions. He loves his white horse very much and he has only son whom he loves beyond everything. The white horse is so beautiful that even king is captivated by seeing the beauty of that white horse. And the king of China comes to him where he is staying near the great China wall and requests and pleads, can you sell me this horse? The man says, this horse is my friend, and we never sell our friends. I cannot. I love the horse beyond everything, beyond mind, memory and measure. So I'm sorry, I cannot. The neighbors come and say, what a foolish man you are. The king all the way has come to buy horse from you and you did not. You could have got enough money to sustain you for your whole life. You are really a foolish man. The man says, but I love the horse. I cannot sell. After some days, the horse runs away from the stable. And again the neighbors come, what a misfortune, that horse is no more there with you. He says, what misfortune, why you are judging? Maybe. It doesn't look like to be misfortune. The neighbors think this is a crazy man and they go away. After 10 days, the horse returns back. But along with the horse, now this time the horse brings 12 wild horses from the forest. Of the excellent breed, exquisite quality. Again the neighbors come and they say, what a fortune you have. One horse was lost and now you have got 12 more. He says, fortune? What fortune it is? Maybe. It looks like it could be misfortune. Why are you judging? The people say, what a man, this is crazy. And they go away. After some time, after some days, the old man's son tries to ride the horse and he falls down and breaks his leg. Again all the neighbors come, oh what a misfortune that your son's leg is broken because of the horse. He says, misfortune? What misfortune? Why you are judging? Maybe it's not misfortune. The people say, he is really a crazy man, unnecessary we are wasting our time in coming to him, and they go away. After some time, another kingdom wages a war against that kingdom and the king's men come and they start recruiting all young men into the army. So most of the people are drafted into the army. But when they come to this man, horse, and this old man, they find that his son is having broken leg and they say, leave him. And they go away. Again all the neighbors come. They say, it's a fortune that all our children have gone and your child is here. And it's a very fierce war and there is no hope that we will lose, we will win and all children will die, but your child will be saved. He says, what fortune? Why are you judging? Maybe it's a misfortune. So this is a very famous Chinese story, and they keep on repeating it and telling it and understanding it in different ways at different platforms, because whatever that is happening has some hidden secret. But probably we are like that blind man who is just touching the wall. He's feeling like it is a wall, or it's like a broom touching the tail. It's like a fan touching the ears. It's like a pole touching the legs. We are not seeing the integrated view. We are not seeing it as a whole. And that's why it appears to us that things are not going well. So even if something wrong happens, Baba says, what? Very good. What to say? Very good. Very good. Very nice. I love it. Once more. Standing ovation. Kudos. Congratulations. This sign. Excellent. You can send this sign to Baba. This was good. Best. I just love it. Enjoyed it. Too much. Its scene was very delicious. It was very tasty scene. Which came to me on a platter. Relished. With icing. With colorful things. All decorated so well. I just loved it. What a beautiful drama. So today's Sakar Murli, get up early in the morning, form this habit. Today's Sakar Murli, have the habit of churning the knowledge. Today's Sakar Murli, oh, talk with Baba. What a beautiful drama in this. Today's Sakar Murli, have no hatred, grina, for anyone. This is a very beautiful, wonderful drama. And today's slogan, what is the personality of your Brahmin life? Cheerfulness is the personality of Brahmin life, so remain cheerful all the time. So enjoy this drama. Be a child, today's blessing, and you will be saved from Maya. So enjoy this drama. Form new habits and keep on saying, very good, very good, excellent, very nice, beautiful. I just love it. Can you replay it? Can you retelecast it? At another time, because when there is a serial and people love that serial, that particular episode, usually it is retelecasted. Next day again it is shown, because it was so popular, because that TRP rating is very high. So Baba, this scene was excellent. Such beautiful dialogues. Where you will get such dialogues? So two things to remember today. First, Baba is my companion. His knowledge is also my companion. His virtues, his help, his powers, his blessings are my companion. And second, if anything wrong happens, keep on saying, good, 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 be good. And your vibrations of goodness, your vibrations of purity, your vibrations of good wishes, your vibrations of optimism, your vibrations of positivity will change everything which is pessimistic into optimistic. Everything which is negative, everything which is bad, everything which is worse will turn into the best. So you create best from the waste. You create positive from the negative. Om Shanti.